Hello, good evening. My name is Al. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. To make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, are you 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and over?
30 to 49.
Thank you so much. And do you reside in the Blooming Prairie School District,
yeah,
which includes Blooming? Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, may I know what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Now, first one, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, like hash, hash oil? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice
Never.
A month, once a week, or daily? Never? Okay, thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. First one, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. To strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you so much. Next one. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. To strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Next, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you. Next, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Next one, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you so much. Next, drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know. Middle of the road on that one.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
You already asked me that, I think.
It's kind of the same question, I know, but it's a bit different.
I guess I'm neutral on that.
Okay. Thank you. Next, parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Next, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Next, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you so much. Next, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree?
Agree.
Agree. Disagree. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you so much. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. We just have two more. Thank you again for your time. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree? Agree?
Agree.
Thank you. Last one, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink? I beg your pardon?
How much longer is this going to take?
We're about to finish. We're about 90%, so just a couple of more questions and we're over. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine,
Never.
Or liquor? Never? Okay. And how often do you use marijuana in edible
Never.
Or drinkable form? Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or
Never.
E-cigarettes? Thank you. And now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that says most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never. A few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
A few times this school year.
Okay, thank you. And how will you describe yourself, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, white?
White.
Thank you. As a token of our appreciation, the Blooming Positive Action Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Blooming Prairie Education Foundation, Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, or Blooming Prairie Backpack Program.
Let's do the backpack program.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, too, ma'am. Good evening.